couple of announcements before the service here as the band's settling in with all their chords and instruments. William?
All right. As many of you may or may not know, next Friday through Sunday is our Midwest Youth Convention. Yay. And it's just a bunch of youth groups from churches getting together and just enjoying life and being Unitarian and something along those lines. I'm not exactly sure. But we do, unfortunately, need a couple more volunteers. Next Friday through Sunday, we will need help with meals. We have the food and all that. We just need help setting up, clean up, that kind of stuff. All of this is going to be at Unitarian Universalist Church West, so it's not really a long drive for most people here, as far as I know, which is good. And then also, we do need people that would be available for just kind of night patrol, just walking around while the advisors get a chance to have some sleep, because they're the ones who have to be awake during the day. And sign-up links were sent out in an email, but if you can't find the email or you didn't get it, you can talk to John Stout, there he is, that man. You can talk to him to sign up. Thank you.
I have a couple other announcements. There is a designated collection today, so any loose cash, anything that's not designated for LCUUC, will go to the collection, which will go to local food pantries or local organizations for us. I'm not sure which one today, because I didn't get that information, but just remember that for the offertory. Last but not least, our house band today is the trio Dangerous Folk. As of 2013, the band is made up of... Oh, wait.
Okay. Book important. Two
cards. As of 2013, the band is made up of David H.B. Drake, who's on vocals and guitar. In 2003, David received the Lantern Bearer Award from the Folk Alliance for his 25 years as a professional folk musician and educator. He's been getting younger ever since. In addition to being a singer-songwriter, David is also historian, activist, and shanty man aboard the Wisconsin flagship, the schooner Dennis Sullivan. So ahoy. Julie Ann Thompson, also on vocals and guitar. Julie came to the Midwest from Maine, where she performed for over 10 years with the veteran singer-songwriter Brownie McIntosh as Julian Brownie. She works as a vocal coach, voiceover artist, actress in theatrical productions, and is also co-author of a children's book. Julie is named after Julie Andrews, and the resemblance is obvious. And Doug Esty, on banjo, bass, guitar, probably singing, tuba, yeah. All-around man of musical instruments. Doug has a BA in musical education from Augustana and has performed in many bluegrass and folk groups over the years. He plays tuba with the Nightwind Ensemble, and on his days off from music, Doug works incognito as a telecommunications PC specialist at the Blood Center of Wisconsin. So as Dangerous Folk, the trio carries on the tradition of folk music, which was considered dangerous enough to change people's minds, and it has. A half century later, this music has become part of the fabric of America and our national identity. So welcome, Dangerous Folk, to LCUUC.
Some come to dance.
Some come to play, some merely come to pass time away.
Some come to laugh,
their voices to ring. But as for me, I come for to sing.
There's a meet here tonight. There's a meet here tonight. I can tell by your friendly face. There's a meet here tonight.
Hallelujah, there's a meet here tonight.
There's a meet here
on my way.
Arrow's fainting on my way.
Now what do you think, old saint, did say?
What do you think, old saint, did say?
Turn back, young man, you're too young to pray.
Too young to pray, too young to pray.
There's a meeting here tonight.
There's a meeting here tonight. I can tell by your friendly face.
There's a meeting here tonight.
Hallelujah, there's a meeting here tonight.
There's a meeting here tonight. I can tell by your friendly face.
There's a meeting here tonight. There is a meeting here.
There is a meeting here. There is a meeting here tonight. There is a meeting here tonight.
Well, thank God, man, I am glad.
Thank God, man, I am glad.
Lost the soul he thought he had.
Lost the soul he thought he had.
Now Satan is a liar and a counter to.
Satan is a liar and a counter to.
Never God, but he'll counter you.
Counter you, counter you.
Well, there's a meeting here tonight.
There's a meeting here tonight. I can tell by your friendly face.
There's a meeting here tonight.
Hallelujah, there's a meeting here tonight.
There's a meeting here tonight. I can tell by your friendly face.
There's a meeting here tonight.
There is a meeting. There is a meeting. There is a meeting here tonight. There is a meeting. There is a meeting.
Sister,
there is a meeting here tonight.
Come from the book Songs That Changed the World, edited by Wanda Wilson Whitman. And I have it on good authority that you can no longer check this book out of the Brookfield Public Library, so listen closely. Let who will make the laws of a nation, if I may make it songs, is a saying often attributed to Heine, although anthologies provide an earlier version from a 17th century English writer, Andrew Fletcher of Saltoun. Give me the making of the songs of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws. Please take a moment to say hello or to introduce yourself to those around you this morning. Going to invite the K through third grade to come up front. They're going to sing the chalice song. So K through third grade, if you can come up to help sing the chalice lighting song, and my chalice lighter can come up as well. A K through second. Come on up front here. It's safe. They're not that dangerous. You can come around this way. Yes.
want to stay close by on this next song. We think you might know it.
Yes, and please join in with Dangerous Folk singing Puff the Magic Dragon. The words are in your order of service.
The one song that at least four generations know.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea. I crowded in the yard of mist in a land called Harley. Puff the Magic Painter loved that rascal Puff, and wire strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. So oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea. I crowded in the yard of mist in a land called Harley. Puff the Magic Dragon.
On a boat with billows to sail, dragging that old lookout perched on a gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes bowed ere they came. Irish ships were lowered at flags when Puck roared out his name. Oh, oh, Puck, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and cried in the autumn mist in a land called. Dragons live forever, but not so little boys. Ancient wings and giant springs make way for other toys. Wondering I'm in others, and it can remain no more. And on that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His throat was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. So upon that mighty dragon sadly slipped into his cave. Upon the magic dragon lived by the sea and brought him in the autumn mist in a land called Harley. Upon the magic dragon lived by the sea and brought him in the autumn mist in a land called Harley.
Well, Jackie, he got married. He had a daughter and a son, and they would go to the sea to play just like their daddy done. One day they found old Puff still sleeping in his cave. Puff woke up and began to roar. Now Puff again is brave.
So Puff, that mighty dragon, lives by the sea and frolics in the autumn mist in a land called Harley. The magic dragon lives by the sea and frolics in the autumn mist in a land called Harley.
Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we strive to surround this community with the spirit of love in everything we do. My name is Paul Fackler, and I'm the worship associate for this morning's service. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, wherever they are on life's journey and whatever their backgrounds, will find a lasting home here. Whether you might like... Or you might prefer. We welcome you. Whether you might select.
Can't wait.
Yeah. maybe you would choose. We welcome you. Maybe you are.
My life goes on in endless song, above earth lamentation.
Or.
And the old triangle, when jingle.
Whether major or minor, up-tempo or laid-back, classical or folksy, we welcome you. Please join us for refreshments and conversation in our social hall after the service. And while you're there, stop by the welcome table to find out more about LCUUC. Today's order of service includes oodles of announcements of fabulous upcoming church activities, so be sure to read them. And we look forward to all our visitors, friends, and members joining in. At this point in the service, please take a moment to silence all electronics, except for the electrical instruments, and place your tray tables and seats in their upright locked positions. And again, welcome to all here this morning. We're so pleased that you've chosen to celebrate and worship with us. One of the ways that we care for our wider community is by contributing to our local food pantries, both financially and through the collection of non-perishable food items, which we donate each month. If you have food items to share, please bring them forward at this point in the service. You can place them in the basket over here. Or ask a child to bring them forward for you, and then invite the children to come up and join in and enjoy a story for all ages. So you can come along the front bench and along the carpet here in front of the band.
Well, since you just brought a whole bunch of food, I should probably do a story about food. And since we have Thanksgiving coming up, on your Thanksgiving table, there'll probably be three foods that came right here from America. Oh, boy. You're having a bad morning, man. Sisters, we are foods that have great worth. Corn and bean and the pumpkin, sacred gifts from Mother Earth. Now, a long, long time ago, the first people used to hunt for their food. They used to follow the herds of deer, they used to follow the herds of buffalo, and they would have to move almost every day to keep up with these herds to find food. Well, you don't want that to be kind of a drag. So they decided that they wanted to stay in one place for a while. If you're going to stay in one place, you're going to have to grow your own food. So they looked around to see what was good to eat, and they saw over there on the hill, corn. Now, you all know corn, right? Corn is very tall and beautiful, with long blonde hair and a beautiful green gown. But corn is sort of snooty. It looks down on all the other plants and takes vitamins from Mother Earth. And then over in the valley, there was bean. And you all know bean, right? Well, bean is kind of slimeless and clean, but it's a pretty good sort. You know, it gives a lot of those good beans that can keep you going for a long time. And down by the river, there was pumpkin. And pumpkin just kind of sat there. Didn't bother nobody, didn't do nothing. Just spread out its leaves anywhere it pleased. Well, the people gathered the corn from the hill and the bean from the valley and the pumpkin from the river, and that's what they ate that winter. Except, you know, they had one of those winters kind of like this last spring. It took a long time to get back to summer. So they were getting pretty hungry by the end of the year. So they decided they needed some help. They went to Mother Earth and they said, Mother Earth, thank you for the gifts
of these different foods, but we need more food. What can we do? Mother Earth said, well, you know, you have to do with those plants the same thing I tell you folks to do all the time. Work together. So instead of planting the corn on the hill and the bean in the valley and the pumpkin by the river, when you plant your garden, make one hole and put all three seeds in the same hole. See what happens. And that's what the people did. When they planted their garden in spring, they made one hole and they would put a bean seed and a pumpkin seed and a corn seed all in the same hole. They mounted it up and they watered it, and all summer it grew. And in fall, when it was time to harvest, why, the corn was even taller than before, with even longer, beautiful blonde hair, and a beautiful green gown, and great ears. And the bean used that corn stalk as a bean pole. It wound itself up closer to the sun and produced lots more beans for the people to eat, and even gave vitamins back to Mother Earth. And the pumpkin just sat there. And it came out of the hole. It spread its leaves, but you know, those leaves kept that hot summer sun from drying out the roots of the corn and the bean. So by the time the fall harvest was done, the people had plenty of food for the winter. They even had enough to share with those undocumented aliens that had just landed on the coast. Got them through the winter too. And so the Native Americans called this the gift of the three sisters. We are called the three sisters. We are foods that have great worth. Corn and bean and the pumpkin, sacred gifts from Mother Earth. That's the story of the three sisters.
Can I have our lantern bearer? Please help in singing the children to their classrooms. The words are printed in our order of service. Ourselves. Its energy and resources are our energy and resources. Its wealth is what we share. As we contribute to the life of this community, we affirm our lives in it. The gifts of the congregation will now be gratefully received.
Thank you.
thanks for these gifts given and received for the work of this community. This is a time in our service when we share our joys and concerns. We do this in two ways, by speaking them aloud and by lighting candles. If you have a joy or concern to share, please raise your hand and an usher will bring you a microphone.
My name's Sue, and we're entering birthday season, so tomorrow Abby turns 18 years old. She'll be looking for, you know, shelter, because we're kicking her out of the house now that she's an adult. And I particularly want to thank everybody who came to the show this weekend. She felt a lot of love from the congregation. And then later in the week, we also had somebody celebrating a milestone decade birthday. Who shall remain nameless, but is sitting next to me. And it starts with a 5. My name is Claire. I have a joy and a concern. My concern is we just found out that my next door neighbor was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. They've been wonderful neighbors for many years and just wanted to send some love her way. And also, I celebrated a birthday this past week, and I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for all the happy birthday emails and texts and Facebook posts. You guys are great.
Well, this is Tom, and it's a candle of joy. You may remember back in January, I issued a challenge to this congregation to replace 1,000 miles of fossil fuel combustion transportation with 1,000 miles of human muscle power transportation. And last week we met it. Yeah. And just in time, too, because I saw the bike rack had no bikes on it this morning.
Hi, my name is Wah Sham Nhu, and my teacher is a Vietnamese monk called Thich Nhat Hanh, and he's either passed or in the passing process right now, and he's changed a lot of me and millions, so Thai, journal peacefully. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Al. Candle of hope for my dad and mom. Together, I guess. My dad, and some of you may know, 86, had a pacemaker put in some time ago, recently, I guess. And he's dealt with a swallowing dysfunction for almost 3 years now. And because of that, food had gotten into his lungs and created a problem which turned into pneumonia. He's been in the hospital now for 4 days, and they had tried to no avail to try to get a feeding tube through his throat, and he is as I don't want to say stubborn, forthright, I guess, as many of us, and has now decided that that's not going to happen. And so, you know, it's all a process. He should be going home within a day or two. That journey is extending. So I guess a candle of hope for my mom's challenges, emotionally and physically, along with my dad's current burden.
I've got one too. The Native American story I told The reason I came up with that story is because, did you know Native Americans do not celebrate Thanksgiving? Why did we do that? Because I work with the Congregation of the Great Spirit, which is down on 11th and Latin. It's a Native American church. And when we do not celebrate Thanksgiving. But we find it ironic that in America, we give thanks once a year, whereas Native Americans do it every morning. It's the first thing you do is give thanks for the new day. So when you're thinking about food, there's an awful lot of hungry people in this city.
And I will light one final candle for the joys and concerns we hold in our hearts.
When we were thinking of this service, especially the I saw the title "Songs That Changed the World," and not every song changes the whole world, but it may change one person here, one person there, and they go out, and it's kind of the folk process of how things get spread around. So it's pretty amazing that some scrawny little kid from Minnesota can go out to New York and. I watched a documentary on Greenwich Village, and over these big powerful folk singers were all saying, well, I heard this kid, and the first time I heard Bob Dylan, he didn't really impress me too much. And then he comes in one night and sings Blowing in the Wind, and everyone was kind of, their jaw hit the floor, and they just thought, I've never heard anything like that before. So the middle school kids, where are you guys? Middle school kids were talking about, gosh, I hope they're here. Otherwise, that introduction was kind of all of them thing. Anyway, the middle school kids were learning things about social justice and our society. And so we sang this together and had, I thought, agreed to all come sing it together here. I guess maybe if they hear us, they'll come charging in here. And maybe they won't. Are there some middle schoolers here? The spotlight on the show.
No, they're here. William, they're here.
Okay, so middle schoolers, I guess, here's the deal. Come on up in front.
Don't worry, the grown-ups know the words, too.
Isn't memory a wonderful thing? Can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, but I can remember the words from 50 years ago. Scary.
You guys can all be able to see you and hear you when you sing. And of course, you can all sing along anyway, which is what's going to happen. But make sure you guys sing extra long, okay?
How many roads can a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the heaven fall fly before it is forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing. God's gonna mind blow come before he can see the sun. How many years must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer is still blowing in the wind.
Seeger, hero to me and many of you probably. Once upon a time, wasn't singing part of everyday life as much as talking, physical exercise, religion? Our distant ancestors, wherever they were in this world, sang while pounding grain, paddling canoes, walking long journeys. And nowadays we tend to put all these things in boxes. Can we begin to make our lives once more all of a piece? Granted, no word means the same thing to everybody, and nor does any word mean the same thing at different times, but exploring how things change and how we differ is part of the fun. Getting that world of peace and justice will involve millions of smiles as we recognize and treasure our diversity, our different paths, our different values. And when one person taps out a beat while another leads into the melody, or when three people discover a harmony they may never have known existed, or a crowd joins in on a chorus as though to raise the ceiling a few feet higher, then they know there's hope for the world. A singing movement is a winning movement. We're putting a world together before it blows itself apart. Over the years, you'll find the magic made by the right song at the right place at the right time. Musicians can teach the politicians it's fun to swap the lead. Musicians can teach the planners, economists, engineers, lawyers, plan for improvisation. Our greatest songs are yet unsung. Rise up singing.
Please join me in a few moments of silent thought, meditation, or the spirit of prayer.
Our second reading has been attributed to Joe Clark from 1892, and actually was originally written about the dulcimer, the instrument, the dulcimer, which... the dulcimer, but more recently has been attributed to banjos everywhere, and of that Joe said, "Hell, there ain't no notes on a banjo. He just plays it." So again, talking about songs that change the world, possibly one person at a time. Again, so frequently we end up turning to Pete Seeger, who we're going to do a couple of Pete Seeger songs that Julie and David have managed to intertwine, much like the three sisters. Pete turned to the book of Ecclesiastes, and you know, when you go with God as a source, I suppose that's, you know, good material and you can't go wrong. And then also his song about Where Have All the Flowers Gone. And again, Pete Seeger was a great borrower of information and songs and words, but he borrowed them and then took them to other people. And that was the whole point, was give this to somebody and let them give this to somebody else and somebody else, and that whole movement and thought starts to spread.
Okay. I have it in a different order.
Oh.
People actually went to jail singing these songs. I haven't achieved that yet, but I'm trying.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Gone to young girls, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
To everything,
turn, turn, turn.
There is a season,
turn, turn, turn.
And the time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to wait.
Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn.
And the time
for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together.
Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone to soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time of war, a time of peace, a time of love, a time of hate. A time that you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone.
season.
Turn, turn, turn. And the time for every purpose under heaven.
A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time of love, a time of hate, a time of peace. I swear it's not too late.
Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn?
To everything.
Turn, 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 turn.
That's yours.
But as I understand it, this is one of the main songs that got Pete Seeger blacklisted. Was singing this next song, which seems really lightweight now, but it meant a lot. It was part of the movement of equality, civil rights. And I guess I need to keep talking because they're... No, all right, you're good. But you're starting this one off, right?
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh,
over troubled water. And my first reaction to this was, well, it's kind of new for an earth-changing, world-changing, life-changing song, isn't it? And it was on public, it was on popular radio. I mean, how can a life-changing song be popular?
Yeah.
I guess some people are just lucky, I guess, that way. And but this again is one of those songs that one person hears it and goes, "Oh my gosh, that really hit home." And says, "Hey, come over here. You got to listen to this song." And you know, when they first hit pop radio, they're on about every 15 minutes. So you don't have to wait really long for the thing to come around. And you don't have to seek that person out in a coffee house or a little club or a bar someplace. So you listen to the radio, and it's like, wow, this guy really has an important thing here. That bridge over troubled water of when everything is going against you and everything is getting you down, it's turn to somebody else or turn to them and sing this for them or provide their bridge over troubled water. And so it is a life-changing, world-changing song.
And we get to have Nancy play the piano on this. Normally it's just me on the guitar.
And friends join.
we extinguish the chalice here, that it may glow gently in our hearts. May it light your path as you leave this place. May it guide your way until we are together again. Please rise in body or spirit and join in singing our closing hymn, number 291, Die Gedanken sind frei.
There are three verses printed in the hymnal. Repeat the first verse at the end for kind of this big rousing chorus. Again, this is another song that there have been other translations, I think earlier translations, but again, it was Pete Seeger who grabbed it and ran with it and widely distributed it.
And put it on an album called Dangerous Songs, and that's where we got our name.
Die Gedanken sind frei, my thoughts freely flower. Die Gedanken sind frei, my thoughts give me power. No scholar can map them, no hunter can track them, no one can deny. Die Gedanken sind frei. My thoughts are as free as a wind or an ocean, and no one can see their tone or their motion. No hunter can find them, no hacker can find them. My lips may be still, but I think what I will.
Dig a dungeon, glimmering fire, the darkness will brighten.
My soaring desire, all troubles can lighten. No prison can hold me, its walls cannot hold me. No captive I'll be, for my spirit is free. Die Gedanken sind frei, my thoughts freely flower. Die Gedanken sind frei, my thoughts give me power. No scholar can map them, no hunter can trap them, no one can deny. Die Gedanken sind frei, no one can deny. Die Gedanken sind frei.
Each of us has something to sing about. But as Steve Martin so famously said, talking about music is like dancing about architecture. So don't let's talk about music. Instead, just rise up singing.
The song I wrote for Pete Seeger when he passed in last January.
He stood with his banjo on the light of the stage, fighting for freedom to a ripe fine old age. With the Weavers and Woody, his voice it did ring. He taught us the words that we all need to sing. It's so long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know you. Now all you good people, keep singing your songs, 'cause I gotta be drifting along.
He wandered with Woody across this great land, from the Manhattan Canyon to the Grand Coulee Dam. For laborers and migrants, for rivers he fought, with a passion for truth that can never be bought.
It's so long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. Now all you good people, keep singing your songs, 'cause I'm gonna be drinking along.
When old Joe McCarthy made up a blacklist of artists and thinkers he called communists, he stood before Congress, he stood for his right to care about others and sing of their fight.
It's so long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. Now all you good people,
keep singing your songs, 'cause I gotta be drifting along.
He marched for the end of the Vietnam War, to occupy Wall Street, fair wages and more. He marched at King's side and he never showed fear, and we shall overcome racial injustice here.
It's so long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. Now all you good people, keep singing your song, 'cause I'm gonna be drifting along.
He sailed down the Hudson to clean up that stream. Aboard the clear water, he lived out his dream. And every child knew in the campfire glow that old Pete would teach him what they need to know.
It's so long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. Now all you good people, keep singing your songs, 'cause I gotta be drifting along.
Then he turned and he turned till he turned to the sky, saying, I'll fly away to that great by and by. For there's time to be dancing, a time for to mourn, a time for the dying, a time to be born.
It's so long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. So long, it's been good to know ya. Now all you good people, keep singing your songs, 'cause I've gotta be drifting along.
Now here's where I can't avoid a point of irony here. We picked this song as the postlude, thinking so long it's good to know you, been good to know you as you're walking out the door would be just perfectly appropriate, and you stay here. So thank you, I appreciate that. So long.
Thank you.